My name is Howard S. Moore. I began writing my autobiography in 2007, a book called Pool Pranks. It details how my competitive career began in 1951 when I was 6 years old and went on to become a college champion, participating in the NCAA Nationals in 1965, 66, and 67. I attended Olympic trials in 1964 and 1968. I feel there are a great number of parents who put their kids in swimming but don't know much about the sport. These parents may have had their kid in other sports first, where weight, height, speed, and agility make all the difference. Sports teach goal setting, discipline, and common sense. The child who swims competitively comes to realize the biggest, most agile athlete does not necessarily win the race if it takes place in the water. There is an opportunity to achieve if one is consistent and is in a relatively good program. I have seen all types of people excel in swimming. The biggest and most muscular does not always finish first. You don't even need to be racing to benefit. I was reasonably good at all the sports I tried, but I really did well at swimming. I was certified an All-American by the NCAA in 1966. I felt like I was always very healthy, but discovered I had a congenital illness at the age of 34. I was diagnosed with von Hippel-Lindau syndrome, and since then I've had 7 operations directly related to VHL, 14 in all. 4 of these were brain surgeries. Another 3 were for removal of benign tumors on kidneys and an eye. Previously, I was a commercial real estate developer. I sought a completion, retail office and mobile home projects in Portland, Oregon area. My second brain surgery in Phoenix, Arizona in 1996 compromised my ability to work and had a huge impact on my life. I suffered aphasia, loss of balance, poor coordination, and other debilitation. My material wealth evaporated, but that was secondary to the loss of my active, healthy lifestyle. I feel by having written this book, I can give back some of the good things that swimming gave to me. Competitive swimming taught me discipline, perseverance, and pointed me down the path of lifetime fitness. Had I not lived my youth as a swimmer, I would not have had the reserves pulled through. Wherever I go, I am an ambassador for swimming and a healthy lifestyle. I want to inspire others to take up swimming for joy and health in their lives. I ask you to consider, please, to hear my story as I read from my book, so I might share some of my life experiences with you.